Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another wonderful episode of The Judgiest Place on the Internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
The Judgies.
And you know why it's a wonderful episode?
Why?
Because it's your episode, Erica.
Oh,
psych, the
it?
Colts are in the freaking playoffs.
They're in the freaking chips?
If the season ended today. So that's pretty cool. I'm pretty pumped about it. That's why I'm wearing my jumper.
We're all pumped about it, right, Erica?
Totally.
We're
Wait, so how are pumped. Our how are our Browns doing?
Nope. they're going. They're fighting. Their best part about the Browns is that the Ravens are falling apart. So
they're gonna clinch that wild card spot, you think?
The Browns could have a wild card spot. However, the Colts have the tiebreaker over the Browns because of the AFC divisional records, but they could win the division still. So that's probably more important for the Browns. But
I'm
more
pissed.
Important for our listeners, we have some business to attend to.
Ooh, we've
really?
Got business. Is it that package over there you're going to let me open?
My package is none of your business.
Shame.
Joshua.
But we are going to live stream some stuff sometimes. Thoughts, comments, questions, comments.
We're going to try to figure it out.
Twitch.tv/the judgiespod. Ah, see, we were consistent. Twitch.tv/judgiespod. We don't have a schedule, but we're going to be streaming. Go ahead and give us a follow. Hit the little thing to make it so it notifies you when we go live. This episode will be edited live.
Definitely.
So that'll be
You're
fun.
You're editing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be edited live.
So that'll be fun.
Are you going to like let people hear it, or how
no,
are you doing
I
that?
I don't think we're gonna let people hear it, but maybe if there's like a clip that I think is funny. But no, obviously that would be like spoiling the.
So people are just gonna watch you stare at your computer for.
Well, no,
I'll hang.
Yeah, we'll hang. We'll have music going. It'll be a vibe.
Isn't that gonna be distracting?
Yeah.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna make it difficult to edit.
It's a labor of love. It'll be fine for me. I can multitask.
It's not going to be fine for me. Do you think I need a second monitor just in general to do this?
Oh.
Probably. I would guess.
I guess I got to buy a second monitor.
Judgy's checkbook, please. I have to get a second monitor now.
Also,
okay.
Arguably, more important business. Christian freaking went off.
I did it, guys.
He made a merch.
Oh, yeah.
Christian is wearing it.
I was like, what did he do?
He will showcase it. Not the American Eagle. We'll blur that.
Stand
up.
And then squat down.
Tall ass.
Keep squatting. There you go.
The judgies on the back. The judgies on the front. It's got the logo. Also available in mint. Mint hasn't shipped to us yet, but I'm waiting on the mint. That's why I'm wearing this Colts jumper. Very exciting. Very, very cool.
Yeah. Josh made me feel bad that I was like, he's not that serious about having it done by Monday. And then it was Tuesday, and he's like, so what's going on with the crew neck?
And what was going on with it was that he was freaking in this shop, the store, the workbench area, and he was putting it together.
The old creativity cave is what I call it.
He was very stressed about it. He's like, I gotta
get
this done.
It took me like 5 hours, because it's just like, no matter what I did, it's like, that doesn't look quite right, right? And then finally, Erica got home and was like, can you just look at these like four different options and just tell me if any of them are okay?
And they were probably all okay.
I made some suggestions and we got there.
Yeah.
Mm. Christian, as we talked about on the podcast and off, suffers from an extreme ego, but lack of
self-esteem.
So. Mm.
Yeah, I do think I am the most creative out of all of us here, but... it's just dog shit, so
yeah.
Take what you will from that.
So, yeah, you can create a lot, but it's all bad.
Yeah.
quality over quantity. Bonfire.com/judgiespodcast.
Yeah.
The Judgies Podcast. There'll be a link in the bio. Also, the beans shirt is in there if you want the beans. Most importantly, guys, is this was like kind of the test run for doing that. The bean shirt was designed by... other people, this was designed by us, so hopefully we can get more merch rolling to ya in the future.
That URL is bonfire.com/store/the-judgies.
Beautiful URL. I wouldn't have picked anything else.
I didn't get to make it.
That's what I mean.
The bonfire.
It's ugly. Yeah, it's ugly auto-generated. But arguably, even...
Actually, the Dash Judges Dash podcast.
Even more important to one of us in the room...
That package over there?
Is we have packages on the right.
Yes.
We're not opening them on this episode.
Joshua!
It's not Christmas! You're going to open your presents before Christmas?
How could you
guys,
do that to me?
P.O. Box 58, Ottawa, Illinois, 61350. Go ahead and address it to whomever you want. If you want a specific person to open it, you can address it to them.
No. Ricky's the only one opening presents. But
regardless, Erica, we'll open them because...
I don't trust you with a knife at all.
Why?
Because you and your mom have both almost cut your fingers off.
I've done notes. Oh, there's a ton of string in here.
That looks like rubber bands.
Oh, a small little box inside of a box. We like you.
Oh, yeah,
we like
you. A little note with a little, I don't know if you guys can see that, but it's a little sticker with a bird on it. It's very cute.
Did we say who it's from? Trillion. Thank you, Trillion.
Hello. Thank you for keeping me company during my housekeeping shifts. You lot are a delight. Here's some tokens of my appreciation from Trillion. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks a Trillion, dude. Oh, come
that
on.
That was so good, Josh.
Yeah, thank
I'm
you.
Reaching for it.
Oh, that's so cute.
Aurora will lose it at that box. Aurora will actually cream her jeans from that box. There's little
They're
small
little
cats and animals on there.
Oh. Oh my.
Look how
Lordy.
Cute these are.
There's even one for the girlfriend in the pod, Aurora.
There is. They're little frogs.
Well, that's cute. Aurora
With our
will
initials?
Also lose it over the frogs.
These are so cute.
Thank you, Trillion.
Thank you.
Thanks a Trillion. And if yeah, guys, send us in mail. Next week, Christmas episode, we'll open up a ton. And be thankful for all of our listeners who do that. But we don't just open up podcast mail on this podcast. We also bail on this podcast, meaning I'm out of here. And we have a special guest coming in to take my spot. I'm just kidding. But it is Erica's
I was about to
episode.
Say. I'm not going to lie. That was so exciting. I was a little worried because I was like, oh, Josh, you're kind of the one that is looking at the time and can multitask. How are you going to know when it's like, oh, we need to take a break? But, Erica, get in those stories.
I really thought that Joshua was going to be like, it's my alter ego, Jonathan.
I'm glad that my bar is that low. But, guys, we also read stories in this podcast, and we judge the people in them, and we laugh at them. And sometimes
I do that.
The star of the pod does that.
Should I read the title?
Oh, my fucking God.
It's been a while, all right?
Lady over here's got jokes.
Boyfriend, 28 male, is upset about me, 25 female, getting an indigenous face tattoo for my culture. I will try to keep this as short as possible. I, 25 female, have been dating Matthew, 28 male, fake name.
I say Matthew, I know it already is an issue that he's getting a tribal face tattoo, but Matthew sounds like even more of a red flag about it.
I literally read the title. I asked you if you wanted me to read the title. I read the title.
Oh, are we listening to the titles?
Let me start over. Boyfriend, 28 male, is upset about me, 25 female, getting an indigenous face tattoo for my culture.
Okay.
Are we following
Oh,
around?
From her culture. Okay. Following, you got it. Now I'm here.
We still hate Matt.
Yeah. Matt's still
All
bad
right.
guy.
They've been dating 2 years. We've been living together for about a year now. We have our ups and downs, but overall the relationship is good, and I think Matt is the person I could spend my life with. I am a tattoo artist at a very well-known shop in our city. I am also indigenous. Matthew is not. I have a lot of tattoos and plan to get more. Matthew has none at all, and no one in his family have any. They don't hate tattoos or me. I have a great relationship with all of his family members. But a lot of people in his family and Matthew don't really understand tattoos or why people get them. For the last few years, I have been really wanting to get a face tattoo, a chin line, for my culture. It's something that a decent amount of younger Indigenous people are doing to take back their culture. It's a big spiritual decision. My sister also wants to get one. I've wanted to get this since I was around 14, and have been seriously considering it even before I met Matthew. People in my family have a decent amount of tattoos. This tattoo would be a very thin, gray line that does not attract a lot of attention or would be super bold, but of course people will still see it. Early in the relationship, I told Matt that I wanted, or Matthew, I told Matthew that I will continue getting tattoos and I will eventually tattoo my face. I said this a few times because I really wanted him to make sure he knew what type of person I was. Since our relationship began, I've gotten a few smaller tattoos, but I got an entire back piece done at the beginning of this year by a coworker, something I've been wanting for a while. It's a giant mandala. Oh, I'm sorry, Joshua. Am I not reading fast enough for you?
No, I'm just like, this is not important information for the story. Like, we don't need to know all that information. We're like five paragraphs in, and she hasn't told us why the boyfriend opposes it yet.
It's all one solid paragraph.
That sucks. I'm taking Matthew's side as the story goes on.
Well, let me skip forward a little bit.
You don't have to. I'm just critiquing the writer.
It's a giant mandala design that goes up to onto the back of my neck. Matthew took it pretty hard. Are you happy?
Yeah.
We found out that he's mad about this big
tattoo.
But
we don't know why.
Could you wait one more fucking sentence, Josh?
But yeah. We don't know why.
Because he's not that into tattoos. He thought he was into tattoos, and I was like, maybe I'm not.
He continually said he didn't want my body to change anymore.
Okay, so now we are all on board that Matthew fucking sucks.
He said he didn't understand why I would want to do it. But now, months later, he says he actually likes it. I brought up the face tattoo a few months ago to him. I wanted to get it for my birthday, which is coming up soon. He reacted very badly to the idea and was very, very upset.
That seems so surprising.
He doesn't want me to change my face. Said that he's worried he'll no longer be attracted to me.
Tom, just give it 4 months and he'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
He said he hates that I keep getting more and more tattoos. I tried.
She's a tattoo artist. That's what's going to happen. They're going to keep getting tattoos and giving tattoos.
Uh huh.
Honey, I know you work at Subway, but I'm getting pissed that you know how to make more and more subs as you work there.
I tried to explain the cultural significance and how this is a super important spiritual decision that I've been mulling over for years, and the time feels right. I brought up how I did mention at the beginning of our relationship, and his response was, well, yes, you did, but at the beginning of a relationship, people are just getting to know each other, and I didn't really take it that seriously when you said it. I brought it up again a few days ago because my birthday's coming up, and Matthew is still very upset at the idea. He says he doesn't know what he'll do when I get it and is worried that he will not be able to look at my face anymore. He compares it to drawing art on a sculpture. I don't know what to do. People in my family, my friends, my coworkers, they're all for it and support me, but Matthew is so upset. For the record, a face tattoo will not affect my job or, honestly, anything in my life. It's very common to have your face tattooed in my industry.
I was going to say, if you're going to pick a job to have a face tattoo artist, yeah, is pretty safe.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in my city have similar face tattoos. Matthew is not concerned about this either. His main concern is that he won't find me attractive.
Okay.
I am torn between doing what feels right for me and respecting my partner's wishes. If Matthew and I were not together, I for sure would have this tattoo already. He's the only thing holding me back. I totally understand his opinion and see where he's coming from, which is why I tried to be so upfront about it from the beginning. I'm hoping that if I get it, he will get used to it eventually, like all my other tattoos. Most of my friends and family have told me that I should just get it, and if Matthew can't live with it, I shouldn't want a partner like that anyways.
I feel like that's the right advice here.
Mm-hmm.
I know if I don't get it now, I still want it in the future. It's going to happen eventually. I'm just very torn about what to do because I really love Matthew.
As breakup.
Yeah.
I think, listen, you're drawing a line in this relationship and he is not on the right side of it.
I don't think they necessarily need to break up. I think it's her body and she should absolutely do whatever she wants with it. And if Matthew doesn't like that, then he can leave.
Yeah, I think that's, just get it. If you've made up the decision that it's like, this is something I want to do it. And if he actually loves you, he'll get over it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not going to ruin your face like he's saying.
This is right. Just like classic misogynistic, like controlling women's body, like completely unnecessarily. It's like the gaslighting phrases of like, oh, I don't want you to like put art on a sculpture. Like, oh, you're so pretty already. Why would you ruin it with ink? Like, those backhanded
your
bullshit.
Your body is a temple.
Yeah, those bullshit backwards compliments. Mm-hmm. It's so stupid. Like, I this dude gotta be serving insane dick. Because, like, I don't know. If I was in a relationship and they said some dumb shit like that to me, I'd be like, okay, well, bye. I'm getting the fucking tat. And that's the end of that.
Honestly, though, like, that, I think that's just what needs to happen. Like, yeah. It's your fucking body. If you want to do a tattoo, fucking get it, and he'll either get over it or he won't. And is that really your loss?
Just because people have opinions doesn't mean you have to respect them and be like, that's a valid opinion to be misogynistic and anti-indigenous culture. Like, that's your opinion. I respect it. Like, no, just fuck you. I'm getting it and deal with it.
Yeah. Glad we're all on the same page here.
No, guys, we're too mean on Matthew, all right? He's a middle-class white guy. His whole life he's been taught that tattoos are bad.
Well, I mean, to be fair, a little bit, to play a little bit of devil's advocate, like, especially a face tattoo is a very serious commitment.
Yeah.
If your career path is going to a point to where that's going to negatively affect it. However, she's not in that situation at all, and that's just a bullshit excuse on his end to, like,
control her. I also feel like if she's an indigenous woman with a culturally significant tattoo, it shouldn't ever affect any career path that she takes, because that would be, wouldn't that be discrimination against her culture?
It shouldn't. Yeah.
But they're probably in the United States of America, and it's like, on paper maybe, but, you know, that's not how it's happening.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I also, like, and maybe this is my own bias, I feel like the word face tattoo is overselling what it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, when I think face tattoo, I think, like, big piece. Mm. And, like, not that, whatever, and I don't mean this in any, like, offensive way, but it's, like, I'm looking at a Google search. Like, it's just a line on the chin. Like, it's not, like, that distracting. Yeah, like, you could cover it even with makeup if you were in a point to where you needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just not a huge deal at all.
I also feel like it's in a similar fashion to, like, face piercings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a nose ring or an eyebrow ring or a lip ring or whatever. I feel like it falls under that same category.
Yeah.
It's just an accessory for your face that doesn't come off.
Yeah.
Also, I bet it fucking hurts.
The chin tattoo?
Oh, like any face tattoo. I bet that hurts so bad.
Yeah, as a person with a ton of tattoos, I bet it probably really stings.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only one in the room that has a tattoo.
I bet it's, like, spicy on the skin.
Do you have? You don't have any tattoos.
Is that, like, how it feels, though?
Like a little bit of Bengay on the chin?
No, it doesn't feel like Bengay.
Is it kind of like a lot of really, really small people punching all at once, but, like, not that hard?
No.
No.
What about a bunch of, like, ants biting you?
I guess.
Ooh. Okay.
I mean, it's a piercing sensation, so.
When did you get any piercings when you were adult?
Yeah.
What hurts more, tattoo or piercing?
Tattoo.
Really? Just because it's longer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. A piercing as an adult. Have you gotten a piercing as an adult?
Yeah, I have a double hole in my ear.
Okay. Is that why everything goes end and out the other?
I wasn't an adult, but I was a teenager.
Okay. Like, to a point where you remember it.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah. I got both of my ears pierced when I was a baby.
So did I.
Really?
My grandma did mine on her kitchen counter with some ice cubes and a sewing needle.
How hard was it to push the ice cubes through? I fucked up. Get the sewing needle. Gotta stitch it back together. Too wide.
She did pretty good.
I was gonna say, how did they turn out? Because I feel like that's just asking to have, like, offset holes.
She did fine.
What do you call them? They're not just holes.
Piercings.
Oh, yep. That's what I meant. That's what I meant the whole time.
All right, boys. You ready to move on?
Yeah. Get on to the next story before I embarrass myself again.
Guys are awfully demanding, and I'm not ready. Hold that thought.
You asked.
Josh, how many Patreon followers until you get a judge's tattoo?
How many more, or how many total? Because both answers is 200.
Wow. That seems like a weird... Because, like, one of them we're at, like...
That means we have zero.
Yeah, we're more than that, though.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Eric, how many Patreon followers until you get a judge's tattoo?
How many do we have now?
Like 113. Judge's, patreon.com/judge's pod.
114.
Okay, yeah. Well, okay.
Fuck it.
I'll get a tattoo right now. Fucking call somebody up. We'll make an appointment.
Okay. Bet.
I'll get a little microphone.
Will you get judge life across the nooks?
No.
Okay. Never mind. I mean, it's not even worth looking into anymore then.
You can get judge life across your knuckles if you'd like.
It's going to be like a couple's tattoo, like matching.
No.
That way when you lock hands, it would both say judge life because one of them's upside down and then this one's on this.
That'd be really cool.
You know when you kiss and you lock hands like this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm down to get a Judgy's tattoo, though, just okay. So everybody's clear.
That sounds like a completely rational...
Maybe we'll live stream it.
If we get big enough.
I don't know. I don't know if I can take the pain sensation of, like, a little bit of sandpaper on the skin.
It really depends on where you get it, like okay. What part of your body. The one on my back did not hurt even slightly.
What about your neck?
I only have two.
There's about one your on... pussy and your crack.
Go to the next story.
Am I the asshole for snapping when I found out that a guy saw my girlfriend naked?
Yeah. Who cares?
Oh, you want me to just skip this story?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just boobs.
I don't know. I feel like I kind of care a little bit.
My 25 male girl, Lydia, 23 female, lives with a roommate who has a boyfriend, Jeff. Are we following this?
Okay. Yep. Yes.
All right. We gathered at their place last Friday for pizza. After a while, Jeff asks Lydia if she is still scared of being home alone the nights that the roommate goes over to his place and I can't come over. Lydia has always had trouble being alone at night, and most nights I stay on FaceTime with her till she falls asleep so that she feels safer. The roommate laughs and says that if she hears a noise in the bathroom, at least it will be a ghost and not her locked in and passed out. Lydia just mouths that she'll explain later to me. When we get to Lydia's room later, I ask her to explain, and she tells me that this afternoon she wasn't feeling good and ended up fainting in the shower. So Jeff, roommate's boyfriend, had to break down the door to let roommate get in and help her.
How did she not tell her boyfriend about this story until it came up in casual conversation?
You're about that's to a, find out.
That's a pretty large piece of information. Just be like, oh, what'd you do today, honey? Ah, nothing, can't.
It's because she passed out and doesn't remember. She hit her head, got a concussion. It's just gone.
She said that she already felt better and didn't want to tell me because I was going to be worried about nothing. I said that it wasn't nothing if she had fainted and that I should be aware of these things so that I could help her. She said that now it would be just this funny story about how Jeff broke the door and her roommate had to cover her with a towel so they could come rescue her naked body. In that moment, I saw red.
Why?
You helped my girlfriend out? Who the fuck do you think you are, bucko?
But you had a fucking boner the whole time, too.
I asked if Jeff had seen her naked, and she said she couldn't be sure since she was unconscious. But roommate said that he stood out of the bathroom until she was covered. I asked if Lydia thought it was fair to me not to know that another guy had seen her naked. And she said he didn't actually see her naked and that it shouldn't matter since he was only trying to help. I shouted that she said that she was unconscious and couldn't know if he saw her. She told me to be quiet or they would hear me. And I shouted that I didn't care.
Oh, my God.
That a man just saw my girlfriend's body, and I had the right to be mad.
Why is he not upset that the roommate saw his girlfriend's body? If it's this thing that needs to be protected and sheathed from all other eyes.
Jeff and roommate came in then and explained that he never saw anything. He just broke the lock and waited outside until roommate gave him the clear. I said that I didn't believe him, and roommate jumped into his defense, saying she was right there making sure the situation wasn't embarrassing so they could take proper care of Lydia without her feeling weird. I said that if she was a cuckold, I wouldn't be.
What? Where is this coming from?
Jeff then shouted at me saying I should respect his girlfriend and mine, who had spent a whole day saying that she was fine but still looked a bit pale. He said that he only did it because he cared about Lydia and that I was an asshole who didn't deserve any type of help.
Oh, my God.
Hearing him say that he cared about her was it for me. I left without as much looking at Lydia as she begged not to go.
Why did she want him to stay?
Over the weekend, Lydia had to be admitted to the hospital as she didn't feel good again. And Jeff and roommate prohibited me from seeing her, saying I didn't deserve her.
The doctors probably fucking saw her naked, too. What the fuck?
Obviously, the whole hospital thing sucks. And I wish I was there for her, but I still think I was right. At this point, I'm not mad at Lydia, more just at Jeff.
Call me a fucking... You should be probably more upset with Lydia just from, like, upset, maybe not the right word. Maybe introspective on, like, maybe why she didn't fucking tell you what happened. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because she knew something was going to fucking blow up because of the opportunity, the potential that a dude saw her boobs.
Oh my God. I have an edit.
There's no saving it. Listen here, buddy. The edit's not going to help you out.
They agreed to let me see Lydia upon her asking them to. She said it would be best for us to be away from each other for a while. She's feeling better, and from what I heard, she is anemic, among some other things, but she's going home this week. So she's okay.
She said that it'd be best if they spend time together away from each other?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She got talked down. Okay, good. Good for Lydia. Getting rid of ya.
Get the fuck out of that relationship right now.
Is this a small post?
14,000 likes.
That's insane.
Or upvotes or whatever.
That's insane that this is a huge post. Like, I don't know how the fuck this guy didn't delete it. There's such little information, but so much at the same time. Like, I feel like I know the entire dynamics of this relationship.
Yeah, there's, like, so much subtext going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude's clearly sucks.
Like, one, it's not your body, so who gives
a shit? That is the number one comment with 56,000 upvotes.
You don't... Is it u/hotgirl99?
It is! No, it's Evil Grebo.
That's my alt.
It says, you don't fucking own her body. You don't have a right to be mad. You're way out of line. Grow the fuck up.
That's like the number one thing. Like, let's say your girlfriend passes out, has a heart attack in public, and somebody has to now administer an AED device and has to tear open her shirt and take off her bra. You're going to break up with her because somebody else saw her boobs?
Or are you going to be grateful that somebody just saved her life?
Exactly. It's like...
Honestly, I would have preferred you died because then, like, your memory would have been untainted in my mind forever.
Even if she died, the coroner has to see her naked body. Fuck! Somebody was going to see her naked.
No! I'm going to coronary school. Put her in a fucking freezer for 8 years.
Coronary school?
Coroner school.
There's no school to be a coroner.
Huh. Cornea school?
No. A coroner is an elected official.
What's the one that the morgue guy?
An embalmer?
Nope. I mean, they do that, but
I hardly know her.
That's a
mortician.
That's a degree. Yep.
Funeral home director.
Yep. What's the
ghost?
What's the medical doctor that does?
That's what I thought it was. I don't know.
It's not a coroner.
It's not a mortician.
No, a medical coronologist. Examiner.
What did you say?
Medical examiner? Coronologist? Get the fuck out of here. What is it called? What's the dude in Scrubs?
Doug.
Yeah, what's
he
do?
He's a Doug.
It's one thing, like, at the start of the story, it's like, the title is like, I mean, maybe if, like, the roommate accidentally walked into her bedroom or something and she's naked, then it's like, maybe there's a chance on, like, being mad. Maybe the roommate's, like, kind of creepy or something. But this is, like, my roommate... Or my girlfriend's roommate tried to give her medical help and might have saw her naked.
It's not even the roommate that everybody's mad at. It's the roommate's boyfriend.
Which is insane.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, if she passed out in the shower, she could have hit her head on any number of, like, hard surfaces. She could have been bleeding out.
She could have hit her mouth on the outside of that dude's dick. I'm with you, Erica. Yeah.
Yeah, this dude should have been mad. Good point, Erica. Very good point.
Matthew. Wait, this wasn't Matthew. This guy's a cool dude.
Matthew is the boyfriend. Maybe it was Matthew.
I doubt it.
Okay, I mean, but there's a chance. There's all we're saying is there is a chance.
It is a medical examiner, by the way.
Oh, I'm so smart.
You are.
I know.
I agree. We'll give you this. We agree, Erica.
Thanks.
Hey, can you hit that, or Christian, can you hit that big red one?
Yeah, no problem.
You really thought that was a boo.
Joke's on you, Joshua. Where's my carrot?
That wasn't even a bad joke. Oh, okay. Just a threat.
Yeah, just so you know, I'll throw it at you.
I could if I wanted to.
I could. I could throw it right now.
I don't know why in my head this was happening in a college dorm too, which just made it even more funny. Even though I know they're not in college. They were all in their mid-20s and... They never once mentioned a dorm, but...
That almost makes it worse to know that he's older than you thought originally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is surprising this dude hasn't deleted it yet.
Yeah, that's insane. The gall.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Sutter, otherwise.
So, Do you want to take a break or do you want me to read one more?
Let's take a freaking break, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I got a special treat for us on the next side of the break.
And welcome back on this side of the break. Erica, I hear there's a special theme for this episode.
The theme is I'm a lazy piece of shit, and all of those stories that I just read were sent to us by listeners on Instagram. Thanks, listeners, for doing my job for me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now when we've done the same story as somebody else who has a podcast similar to ours, we're in the fucking clear, baby.
Our listeners sent us those stories.
Christian, I hear there is a surprise for me.
There is a surprise for my sweet baby boy, Joshua.
Is this the first surprise you've brought on the podcast? I feel like I've done it a few times.
Maybe. This is probably the first surprise.
Okay.
Maybe since the haiku.
So is this the Circle Jurge?
This is the Circle Jurge.
Okay, so...
Is this the button?
Circle Jurge.
Of course, Circle Jurge, we normally take a break from the internet and jurge around this circle. So... Do I need to close my eyes now?
No.
Are you about to pour me a pint glass of like Jepson's Malort?
I'm about to pour my boy a pint. I was scrolling on TikTok today, you know, committing time theft at work.
Blah, so blah, 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 blah. You're also a lazy piece of shit and came up with this today.
Yeah. but here's the thing. I saw this TikTok. I just want to give a shout out to Fluffy Bread with two D's.
Where's the D?
At the end.
D's nuts.
Yeah.
You fucker. I'm scrolling through TikTok and I see something that hit me to the fucking core.
Okay.
And that is Pilk.
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 Okay, so Pepsi milk.
Pepsi milk.
Okay. So you bought Pepsi and milk.
Yep.
And we're going to drink and Pepsi and milk?
We're just going to give Pilk a try.
Now, do you know the ratio of pee to ilk, or are we just going like free ball?
Pee to ilk?
Yeah, Pepsi. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was worried about this. I did do some research. I did some research because I was like, there's no way. This is a thing? This is a thing from a year ago
that
blew up.
Yeah, I vaguely remember seeing this.
I don't ever remember seeing it.
I'm more of a almond milk kind of guy.
Ugh.
Coke and almond milk, but I'll try a Pilk.
Well, here's the thing. On Reddit, there is a Pilk subreddit. You do not talk about Kilk and Pilk subreddit, all right? You don't talk about Kilk. You don't talk about Diet Kilk.
Oh, but is Diet Pilk okay?
I believe so.
Pilk Zero? Now, if you do Pilk Zero, do you use 2%, 1%?
Well, there was people doing...
condensed Pilk?
They're doing Almond Pilk Max, so that was like the healthiest version I saw.
Is there a community for like Mr. Pilk?
So yeah, there's just
Pilk products.
It's only Pilk. It's just people posting every day that they're drinking their glass of Pilk.
Okay.
But I did a little research. Obviously, Pilk is a portmanteau for the beverages of Pepsi and milk. It started on Twitter in July of 2020. Josh saw it. None of the rest of us saw it, I guess. But it's making its way back onto TikTok, baby.
Erica's so upset.
I am already nauseous.
See, I wasn't going to make you do it because I knew you're a little baby. I don't like colas and I don't like drinking milk unless it's with spaghetti.
Yeah.
So I didn't even bother asking you.
Now,
I might puke even just watching you pour it.
I think, I'm going to I think the most upset I'm going to be is going to be seeing what's left in the glass afterwards.
Yeah.
Like where it fizzles. Because like I've mixed like soda with pre-workout and like it like mixes up the sides and leaves like crusty bubbles, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Crubbles.
But yeah, the very first Pilk ever seen was on the Laverne and Shirley show.
Oh, okay. So was that the 80s?
I have absolutely no idea, but Penny Marshall fucking loved it. That's her real name in real life. She fucking loved it. She liked it so much that she had the writers write it into the show for her so she could drink it on set.
So the actress was like,
this is my shit.
I'm trying. So like before crypto, there was like Pilk pushers. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's some heated debates. There's debates on the ratio you should have.
Okay.
Some people...
It can't be 50-50.
Okay. According to the Pilk subreddit, it is 50-50.
I feel like I need more pita ilk.
That's the other... So it was like 40... It was like 70% was saying that it's 50-50.
Yeah.
And then it was like 20% was saying that it should be
70-30.
It should be more...
70 Pepsi, 30 yeah. milk.
And then there was like three people that voted saying that it should be more milk than Pepsi.
That's absolutely disgusting to me.
And there's also a very heavily debated on whether you have ice in your Pilk, which sounds even worse.
Is this supposed to be a warm beverage?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I believe it's supposed
to
be cold.
Okay, but you don't want ice to dilute the flavor.
Yeah.
It's like whiskey. You don't want to put like ice in your whiskey.
Yeah, if you're having a nice Pilk, you don't want to dilute it.
I am struggling. This is awful.
Erica's cringing so hard.
I am having a bad time.
So now, obviously there's a preference between Pepsi and Coke. Is there a preference in milk brand? 2%, 1%?
I was seeing
skim.
A lot of people saying you should do either two or whole.
Whole milk?
Oh. Well, you're getting grossed out. Here's the defense that a lot of Pilk drinkers have.
I'm going to fucking puke.
This is just the end of a root beer float. That's kind of what they're
okay.
saying.
Okay.
No.
And there's Coke floats.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a Pepsi float, but you're getting me more on board. Okay.
So that's where I saw. I was like, maybe this might not be just okay. fucking disgusting.
I'm with you now.
Because I do like the end of a root beer float.
I mean, I'm more partial to the beginning, but I understand where it's coming from.
Well, it's like, yeah, of course I'm going to like the beginning more. It's yeah. like an ice cream cone where it's like, you know, you get that last little bite of cone. You're like,
the butthole.
That was really nice.
The butthole of the cone.
Yeah. Josh, do you think this is something I couldn't find? Do you think I should be putting in Pepsi and then milk, or milk and then Pepsi?
Are you going 50-50?
Yeah.
I
maybe
think
do one each milk. Way?
There you go. Yeah.
We'll just see. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think if I was off podcast, I wouldn't try this. So congratulations.
Oh my God.
I don't
so
like how
gross.
It all turned white. I don't like... Okay. Like, I was expecting it to be... Yeah, see, and there's the crusty bubbles. Hold that up. Hold the crusty bubbles up for the camera. You can see the crusty bubbles forming already. Did you? All right.
Oh, fuck me.
Okay, here's me drinking it. Look, 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 look. Wow, Pilk, very good.
Looks so gross.
Oh, man. You really. Christian was thirsty. He poured one of them a little bit taller than the other. He's like, this one's for me.
Here you go, dude.
Okay, so this is Pepsi first.
Yes.
I have Pepsi first.
So you have Pilk. I think I have Mepsi.
It just smells like Pepsi, mind you, but it looks like brown milk. It looks like very, very dilute chocolate milk.
I mean, cheers, dude.
I feel like it's not going to be that bad, but
this
I'm
one
upset.
Goes to the piss babies.
That slaps so good. It's so fucking good.
I knew, Josh. Here's the thing. Josh already kind of likes weird combinations of shit. He'll drop it on me just like, you got to try these two things
okay.
together.
So that one is more Pepsi and this one's more milk. They're both good.
Fuck, I wanted to hate Pilk so bad.
It's one of the... Erica's not having
I
a good
time. I wanted
to
hate Pilk so bad.
But it's the first... The pre-taste, like the first thing that hits your mouth is the crispness of the soda. And then the smoothness of the milk comes in. And then the aftertaste is kind of like Pepsi. Like, you don't get like the gross milk mouth.
Dude, why the fuck is Pilk so good?
I'm upset. I don't like this episode.
I'm joining r/Pilk right now. Fuck.
You need some more of that Pepsi. There is a little bit too much milk, but it's pretty good. I'm
going to finish it. I mean, I've got to...
Well, I mean, shit. I mean, I'm not going to waste a good Pepsi and milk.
It does. It, like, takes away the bad mouthfeel of milk, where it's kind of too filmy
yeah.
in your mouth. Oh, my God.
I wonder... Now, I don't like coffee mainly because of the mouthfeel. I wonder if there's, like, poffy.
There is just, like,
is
crusty
that...
bubbles.
Is Covfefe... Was that Coke coffee? Was Trump onto something?
Fuck. He was just too embarrassed to admit it.
Erica, would you be cringing less if this was almond Pilk?
No.
What about Diet Pilk?
No.
It's
about Silk.
Good, what's Silk?
A Silk is almond milk.
Sierra.
Sierra Silk milk. Is a brand of almond milk.
Very good point. You make a very strong argument.
How about Sierra milk?
No.
Dude, that's too good. Why is this good? I'm mad.
Disgusting.
It's not bad.
It seriously tastes like a
So now I wonder now, why is Pilk such a strong community? Why isn't like Bilk coming to terms, or like not your father's ilk? You know what I mean? Like, why isn't there a root beer milk community?
Well, this just has to hit its first. This just has to hit its stride, and then it's going to take over. 3 years from now, we're going to have alcoholic Pilk for sure. You're right, Josh.
Oh, so what would you put in here? Like a nice Irish liqueur?
Like a Bailey's.
A creme? Okay. Because listen.
Rum chata.
I've never had eggnog. I'm pretty against the idea of eggnog.
It does sound fucking gross.
This instead of eggnog?
It feels like this could be a holiday drink, right?
Pilk instead of eggnog. What do you put in eggnog to make it alcoholic?
Rum.
Okay.
Rum would probably be really good.
A white rum? Want to try it, Eric?
Absolutely fucking not.
It'd just be a little bit more vanilla.
No, I don't want to smell it. I will literally puke.
Do you drink normal like milk?
No.
You don't like milk?
No.
I think
we have established my distaste for milk. I like milk. I like ice cream. I like milk in my cereal. And I sometimes will have a small ice cold glass of milk with pasta.
I thought the consistency would get me.
I don't know what it takes to like curdle milk, but I figured that was gonna happen.
I expected immediate like curds, and I'm not anti curd.
I thought Josh was going back for, but Josh is adding more.
All right, Erica, you want to continue your story?
He's loving the Pilk.
Guys, thank you for the circle, George.
All of our listeners, go try some Pilk and let us know what you think.
Pilk merch wine. Ooh, I would love to get a Pilk stash. Can I get a Pilk stash for the thumb?
Oh my god.
You can't even tell.
Mm-mm. You're going to have to froth it up a bit.
Look away.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
I'm a monster. I just don't want you to get sick.
He's blowing bubbles.
It's not working.
Now I just have...
We'll do it in post.
No, I just have milk and Pepsi in my mustache.
We'll do it in post, don't worry.
Look away.
I'll just Google. What? My first thought should have been I'll just figure out how to like make my mustache
just
look
Photoshop.
Like it's... Yeah.
All right, I have a listener submission.
Guys, if you need to send in a listener submission sound, do that to the email, judgiespod@gmail.com. Title it like listener submission sound, audio. That way we can search for it easier. Or Instagram DM us, but Gmail's probably easier.
The judges. Thanks for listening.
So now in this canon, did they go down the toilet?
I don't.
Or is
I don't
that
know.
Like is that like our funeral procession? Like we were their pet fish and they were like, the judges. And then we were like, thanks for listening. Thank you. Who's that from?
Renee. Gianna.
Thank you, Gianna.
Thank you. I loved it.
I hope you used a pre-recorded sound of toilet and you didn't get a mic that close to the toilet.
It was a screen recording of a YouTube video of a toilet flushing.
Nice.
And then her voiceover.
Josh is loving the Pilk.
I mean, I'm not going to let the Pilk go to waste.
Fucking gross. All right, this listener submission is from Instagram.
Oh, you know when like a gallon of milk is going a little bit of bad because you left it on the counter for like 3 fucking seconds? I wonder if you could save it with Pepsi. I wonder if that's the move.
Huh.
Thoughts? I can't make it worse.
It hides that little bit of tang you
get.
Yeah. Hmm.
Should I tell my family my stepsister eloped?
No.
No.
Wait, how old is she?
Doesn't say.
No.
I'm going to say no. I feel like if they kept it secret, there's a reason.
Okay. For context.
Did you just bait us, you son of a bitch?
Guess you'll find out. For context, my twin sister, myself, and my stepmom used to be very close with my stepsister before she moved out. She would tell us everything and trusted us with everything. After moving out, she rarely speaks to us and only sees us on some holidays. She's even ghosted my twin and I for our birthday dinner. We only learn about her life through Snapchat stories and Facebook posts. Recently, she announced on Facebook that she was engaged. 2 weeks later, she posted photos of her in a white top and shoes and her fiance wearing a wedding band.
No pants. It's the white top and shoes.
My twin and I came home for Thanksgiving break to find that our stepsister and the man she has known for 4 months, let's just call him George, were wearing wedding bands.
Okay.
Our stepmom asked her what they were and about the photos, and she said, oh, George just wanted to have an engagement ring too. And those were just our engagement photos.
Okay.
No one bought it.
Wink, wink.
Listen, I know less than nothing about it. Sounds like a perfectly valid excuse to me. I would have bought it.
No one bought it. But we started asking about wedding plans, and to our surprise, there were none. Not even any ideas. We decided to leave it alone until next time we saw her. However, upon arriving back to school, my twin called me to tell me to check our stepsister's private Snap story. Unsurprisingly, it showed a picture of her and George, but it was them getting matching tattoos of each other's wedding vows and their anniversary date, November 5th, 2021.
Okay.
Meaning that she had not only been lying for 3 weeks about her and George, but they'd been lying straight to our faces at Thanksgiving. We knew that when our stepsister figured out what we knew, she was just going to expect us to lie to our family about it. Needless to say, we don't feel comfortable with that. At this point, it's clear she's not going to tell our family anytime soon. We're going home for Christmas break, and we cannot lie to our family's faces every day while being home. What should I do?
So she found out through social media posts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I feel like there isn't an issue here. I feel like it's not like the stepsister's trying to hide it that hard. Like, it's not like she's like, because she would have blocked them if she didn't want them to know. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you can probably tell your family that they got married.
The stepsister thought they were cool enough to not have to block them. That's the thing. And she's like, you guys will lie for me, right? Yeah, you'll lie.
But the thing is that the stepsister didn't say anything to them.
Yeah.
It's heavily implied. That's why I was on the private Snap.
And who are you going to tell? You know what? First person I would tell, stepmom. Because if stepmom knows, then it's fine. If she doesn't know, then it's like, well, it's the mom. Like, it's fine. Either way, you're safe. And then you play it by ear from there.
Yeah, I mean, I would have just said it right then and there at Thanksgiving and like, I saw your I saw your Snapchats and I saw your Facebook posts. This is clearly you already married.
I mean, it's not adding up. I'm just saying it's not adding up.
That's what I would have said right then and there in front of everybody. And I'm like, your story, it's not making any sense.
What if he's like terminal or something? Ooh, and they're trying to like speed run marriage?
Yeah, that, hey, I could mean, be.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Do you think they're keeping it a secret because the family doesn't like the husband or just because it was so quick?
It's got to be the quick thing. I mean, he came to Thanksgiving. They can't hate him.
Well, some families will just...
You don't like people who come to your Thanksgiving? There's people that come to your Thanksgiving?
Some families just do passive-aggressive shit.
Name them right now. Who in your family that you don't like that came to your Thanksgiving?
Ralph. I wish you weren't there.
We don't have a Ralph.
Ralph family. Nader?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, here's... I don't know much about Ralph Nader. I probably don't like him. But he's the guy that passed the law that has made my job a thing, so...
Oh, cool.
There isn't a lot of context, which makes it hard,
yeah,
obviously, but I think you're fine to tell people. Like, they posted online.
Yeah.
If they were trying to keep it secret and it was like, if you like, I don't know, if you tried to go visit them at their apartment and they were passed out in the bathroom and you broke down the door and you saw them naked and they had wedding bands on, then you would maybe be like, should I tell people that they're married and I saw their boobs? But in this situation, I think you're fine to tell people. You can even tell people being like, oh my God, did you see this picture?
Exactly. And it's not like stepsister specifically told her like, hey, don't tell my mom,
yeah,
or anybody else that we're married.
Yeah.
Or, you know, keep your nose out of my social media posts or something like that. And it's like, yeah, then don't fucking post on social media.
Did she say where the tattoos were at?
No.
Or just that they got tattoos?
Just that they got tattoos.
Now, because like, if I post a picture on like my Twitter or Instagram of me holding a nice cold glass of pilk, people can share that I am married to the idea of pilk as a breakfast, lunch, and dinner beverage. Like, I'm married to that idea. I'm not going to go out and tell myself that. Like, I'm not going to tell my stepmom that.
Yeah, you kind of had me on your side, but now I wouldn't want my family to know that I was into the pilk life.
Yeah.
So maybe don't tell your family.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to talk about pilk again.
Erica, we're going to talk about pilk so much. The thumbnail is going to be pilk. The title of the episode is going to be pilk.
This is the new chip.
I feel like the title of this episode should be Krusty Bubbles or Mouthfeel.
You don't like the phrase mouthfeel.
I don't.
I said it on last week's episode, or 2 weeks, last week's with Gina. You did not like the word mouthfeel.
I don't like the word mouthfeel.
Are you not a wine connoisseur?
I mean,
she likes dessert wines.
I do like the very sweetest of the sweet wines.
And how do you feel about their mouthfeel?
I don't like
it. Do you like champagne?
I do like champagne. Is it because sweet of the champagne. Bubbles?
You just go straight for taste. You don't care anything about, like...
Yeah, I was going to say...
The tannins.
I don't know if you ever pay attention to a dessert wine. It's a very thick, like... It really coats your mouth when you drink it.
How about...
It's very, like, sweet and syrupy, almost.
How about, like, a dessert wine? Put some Pepsi in that bitch?
Okay, that's basically champagne.
What if you just...
Hand that back to me, because
the carrot straight in the pill.
It can only be... What'd you call it? Pine?
It's behind your back. Right there. Give that back to me.
Is that
so
what you
can
called
throw it?
It
at you again.
Pizzert wine.
Oh, it can only be pizzert wine if
God
it comes
damn
from
it.
The
I
Pepsi
missed again.
Region
Give that back
of
to
France.
Me. Give it back.
Yeah, otherwise it's just sparkling pizzert wine. Yeah.
I need to hit you with it, so give that back.
Well, don't hit the camera, Erica.
I'm trying not to.
Don't pull it hard. Any other stories, Rick, or are we out of here?
Well, I've got another one if you want one, but
give us one more story just in case we gotta cut down the pill. Segment.
We're gonna cut down the pilk. I mean, we're leaving in all the pictures of me and me saying look away.
This is another one sent to us on Instagram because I'm lazy. Today I fucked up by being an asshole to my best customer.
This is a listener's story?
No.
Okay.
Sent in by a listener.
Okay, cool.
So this happened a couple of years ago, pre-pandemic. I owned a comic book and game store in a metropolitan area, and I'd been there for several years.
Metropolitan.
Like the
thank you.
Like the ice cream.
Thank you.
Ah.
As with any place of business, you get your regulars. I had two employees that worked for me, one of which was a young lady that had worked with one of my regular customers from the area. Now, this regular customer came in. We'll call him Mr. M. Typically
stands for Metropolitan.
Typically came in on the weekends when I wasn't there, but every once in a while he'd come in during the week and we'd talk about miniatures or comics or whatever tabletop game was coming out.
Nerd.
He didn't make an impression on me one way or the other. Then one day, he stopped coming in. My female employee, we'll call her Miss F, told me that Mr. M...
stands for female.
Mr. M was hurt really bad at work, and he asked her to make his purchases while he was in the hospital. And I didn't think much about it. Fast forward to about 6 months later, Mr. M comes into the store and he's in a wheelchair.
Oh my God.
His girlfriend is with him. We'll call her Miss G.
Girlfriend,
yeah, okay.
Now, full transparency, I had a huge crush on Miss G.
Okay.
I would gush like an idiot around her and spend way too much time explaining some inane thing she'd ask about just to be talking her up.
Yeah, so I sort of just like mansplained the idea of like 5e combat because it's different from 3.5.
She's probably one of the most intelligent women I've ever met, funny and beautiful to boot. Mr. M had to have noticed, but he never said anything about it, and after he was in a wheelchair, I spent a little more time talking to him. It turns out he was a really cool guy, led an amazing life, and was well-liked by other customers that came into my store. After his injury, I noticed him coming in more frequently since he wasn't able to work. He was always with his girlfriend because he could no longer drive himself, and we sort of became friends. I went to visit him at his home a couple of times. It was a modest place, but you could tell everything in it was high quality. He had a gaming room and a video game arcade in part of the house. One day while I was there, my employee, Miss F, showed up.
Oh.
Came in with her own key, went into his room, and came out wearing different clothes. This is a twist y'all weren't expecting.
I did not see the twist coming.
Is she fucking Miss G or Mr. M?
It threw me off, so I asked what the deal was and found out that Mr. M was dating his girlfriend, Miss G, and my employee.
Okay.
At the same time.
Oh, you're going to leave me out of it?
And they were open about it. A couple of days later, when Mrs. G Miss G, sorry, came into the store with Mr. M, I tentatively broached the subject with Miss G, and she not only confirmed, but even told me they were trying to find a way to make it official between the three of them. That's when the jealousy kicked in.
I was going
to
say, I can tell this dude's just fucking losing it.
What's so bad about me that I can't be in the foursome?
Mr. M was a nice guy, and he wasn't ugly, but I couldn't for the life of me figure out how the most beautiful and intelligent woman I had ever met at the same time, and they wanted to be like sister wives with the guy.
The dude just has a good personality.
He didn't
can talk to people.
He didn't condescendingly explain tabletop RPGs to you.
I kept it to myself, of course, and life carried on like this for about 18 more months.
What a time skip!
Then the fuck up happened.
Then?
I was having a pretty shitty week at the store. One employee had quit without notice, and Miss F had taken some time off in advance to focus on school.
To fuck Mr. M, probably.
I had some temp help, but this guy was an idiot and could do little more than bag comics and put things on the shelf.
Oh, and then he started bagging Mrs. Whatever G.
During this time, I had quite a few customers try to haggle me down in prices on my merchandise. I don't know what was going on, but it seemed like every other customer wanted some kind of discount. Then Mr. M came in. He had ordered some new stuff for a game he played. While he was ordering them, he and I were talking, and he asked, since I'm buying so many of these, is there a chance I could get a better price on them? Full disclosure, he had ordered 10 cases of stuff. I was charging him full retail plus my markup. There was plenty of wiggle room for me to give him a discount of some kind. I could have given him 40% off and still walked away with a profit. Also, it should be noted, if he hadn't been ordering these 10 cases, I would never have had the stock in my store to begin with. It was basically free money.
I love how this dude is like, I'm going to line up why I'm a piece of shit before I tell you I'm a piece of shit. He's like, yeah, so I could have like taken kind on the old man, like done all this stuff. I'll give him like a 2-for-1 because he's bagging two women right now.
Instead of giving him a discount, I yelled at him in front of about half a dozen other customers. You're a fucking asshole. Are you seriously asking me for a discount? What is it with you people and your discounts?
Oh, what is you people? What does you people mean?
You can't scream you people at somebody in a wheelchair.
Do you think I'm running a charity here? I have to make money to pay the bills here.
You can't say charity. He's in a wheelchair.
And it went on like this for about 5 minutes of him just sitting there in his wheelchair looking up at me while I piled on every complaint about shitty customers that came to mind.
I feel like that's so rude to be like, and he was looking up at me. You could have just said looking at me.
I don't know what came over me, but I felt like I had some small measure of power over this guy, and my jealousy wouldn't let me abate my temper. After I took a breath and stepped back, that's when I knew I fucked up. Everyone was staring at me. One person had their phone out recording. Miss F had walked in at some point and watched this tirade unfold.
You're supposed to be on vacation!
Every time Miss G had tried to wheel Mr. F away, he would just gently put his hand on top of hers to stop her. He didn't say a word the whole time I was losing my shit. Not a single word.
What a badass move. He's like, let him burn him. Burn it all the way down.
Then, keep going. As if nothing had happened, he had said, okay, my man, my bad for asking. I didn't know you felt so strongly about it. Here, let me pay for my order and just give me a call when the stuff comes in. I was completely flummoxed by his reaction, but I finished the transaction and he paid me asking price. He left with Miss G and Miss F.
It'll be cash or card.
As he was leaving, and Miss F came back in a few minutes later to buy a couple of things for herself. She acted like nothing had happened, and I tried to give her a feeble apology, and she said, don't worry about it. He's not going to, so you shouldn't. That was the last time I saw Mr. M in person.
Mr. M's so cool.
His order came in about 5 days later. Miss G and Miss F came to pick up his order, and about a week after that, Miss F told me she wasn't coming back after her scheduled time off. I noticed a couple of weeks later that for the first time in years, I had a downward trend in profit for the month. The following month, it was worse. Typically, I would order certain games or comics because they were in high demand, and I'd have to reorder them twice a month. This time, the stuff I had ordered at the beginning of the month was still sitting on the shelf. Since I was spending more time at the store, I noticed that some of my regulars were becoming irregulars, and I got a chance to have my accountant walk through the books. That's when I noticed it. Throughout the month, there would be these cash purchases ranging from $300 to $500 three times a week, usually on Tuesdays, which I didn't work on, and on Saturdays and Sundays, which I also didn't work on. So I reached out to Miss F and asked her about it, since it looked like these were usually the times when she worked. I started asking about the transactions, and she quickly said, oh yeah, that was Mr. M. He spent $1,200 to $1,500 a week there.
How?
By himself.
How? How?
Basically every week since I started, which was like since you opened the store, right? I could literally feel my heart hit my stomach on the way to my knees. I asked Miss F if he'd ever asked to use her employee discount. She promptly said no, but that the money she typically did spend there, $80 to $100 a week, was usually given to her by Mr. M.
How is she affording that?
The money was given to her okay. by Mr. M.
But wait, it gets worse.
How? What? Okay, I am equally flummoxed by the Mr. What is Mr. M's profession? Like, in my mind, it's literally, he's the guy from the Big Lebowski. Like, he is Lebowski. Like, living in a fucking mansion, just has everything around him, and just not a piece of shit like Lebowski is. But
inventor of pilk. Simple as that. How do you think he got all the babes?
The third month after the incident, one of my regulars comes in who hadn't been in for a while. I started talking with him and asked if he knows where everyone had gone. My regular MTG group had dwindled down to about four guys coming in, when up to this point had been a group of at least 50.
Whoa!
My miniature players hadn't been in to play in almost 5 weeks.
Mr. M started his own store with all the stuff he was buying from this guy.
My miniature players hadn't been in to play in almost 5 weeks, and the pull boxes were about to be cleaned out because more than 2/3 of my regular comic subscribers stopped showing up. Then when he tells me, yeah, about that. You know Mr. M, right? Someone shared the video of you berating him on our Facebook group, and comic book store owner, that isn't you, offered him a 15% discount for life.
Mm.
So Mr. M started going there. They set up miniature tables and started hosting card and board games. Everyone's going there now.
What city has two, like, D&D or like tabletop RPG stores that are like competing that much? That's crazy.
If it's a big enough city, that makes sense. I do think it's funny that there's four dudes that are like, I mean, Mr. M did kind of suck. I'm gonna keep coming back to play Magic the Gathering.
I barely paid rent that month. The following month I didn't make rent, and the month after that it was official. I had to close up shop. 2 months after that, I literally moved back into my parents' house. I went over the books as far back as I could, and in the previous 5 years, it looked like Mr. M had spent over $325,000.
What does he do?
At my shop by himself. He was never flashy or flaunted his wealth or anything, but he certainly spent more than enough to cover my lease and utilities.
I mean, he kind of flashed his wealth, but you were staring at his girlfriend's tits the whole time.
I bring all this up because yesterday I ran into Mr. M at a local taco joint. He was walking around, and you'd never be able to tell he had been in a wheelchair. Okay. Miss G was with him. It's now Mrs. G.
Yeah, put a fucking ring on it.
She's still gorgeous and charming. They were out picking up a craving for Miss F, Mrs. F maybe, since she was at home, pregnant with her and Mr. M's second child.
Okay.
We talked a bit about the pandemic, how some local businesses were hit hard. I brought up that I had heard one of the local shops survived the pandemic because they got bankrolled by a customer that didn't want to see them closed due to the hardships. Miss G gave a giggle and at that, and Mr. M tapped the side of his nose and winked at me, Santa Claus style.
No fucking way, bullshit.
Mr. M was Santa Claus the whole time?
I died inside. Then I got to watch them drive away in a brand new 2021 Bronco first edition while I'm still driving the car I did the last time I saw Mr. M. After they left, I sat there in my car thinking about this colossal fuck up. I swear I was cry eating my tacos.
Fake story.
Creeding. This sounds like this dude just is super into like degradation. Like he had way too much like Ford 21 Bronco. Like he was like, I need to have every single detail and write how much I'm a piece of shit on Reddit. That way people can tell me I'm a bad little boy. Like what a fucking crazy story. I don't believe somebody with the self-reflection and introspective skills to be able to write this and be like, here's all the times I messed up, would ever have done that in the first place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like he is... The person in the story is so much different than the person writing that story. If you have changed, good for you, man.
I hope he learned that lesson.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't berate customers and just be like, no, that's my business model.
Yeah.
You're not Ed DeBevics, but for D&D. Is that a too Chicago of a reference?
Maybe, probably.
I don't know. Google what Ed DeBevics
was. You guys will get it.
That's all I got for you, boys.
What a wide trip. It's crazy that all it took was Pelk, and then, you know, it gets you.
I need to know what Mr. M does. How do you just drop on one hobby $325,000 over the course of, was it 3 years?
5 years.
5 years. That's fucking crazy. Over $80,000 a year. Close to $80,000 a year. That's fucking crazy. And to be able to support two kids while doing it? Insane.
What is Mr. M doing?
I feel like...
just born rich. How much would that suck?
Could be.
I feel like he's a mixture of... in my head, it's the Lebowski from The Big Lebowski, not the titular. And then the guy from Community who Britta is obsessed with because something went wrong in his brain and he just has no ego.
Okay.
He's just like a loser carny, but he just loves his life. It's them two combined.
Fuck.
Is that too Chicago a reference?
Definitely.
All right. Well,
the bean was probably in the background too. Don't worry about it.
Well, looks like this has been a good time, but we got to end it. Guys, thank you for listening. What a crazy good episode. You know why it was a crazy good episode?
Because it was my episode.
Because the Colts are in the fucking playoffs, baby. And guess what, Erica? How about you play off me talking? And you go ahead and plug where they can find us on social media.
Google it.
Okay. Christian, where would they Google that at?
You could go to twitter.com. at judgespod. You could go to instagram.com at judgespod. And I mean, if you're like feeling like maybe Santa gave you a couple bucks, maybe go buy the judge's crew neck.
Be pretty cool. Be really cool neck. Also, guys, Patreon's up and running. Twitch stream, that's twitch.tv/judgespod, and we will be doing fun stuff for all of you guys.
No schedule right now. Just no schedule. Just look, just keep looking.
In true Judgy's fashion, it's only half baked.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, bye.
The Judgies love you,
and the Judgies love Bilk.
No, we don't.
Yes, we absolutely do.
No, we don't.
Guys, I was really trying to work in a Dave Pilkey joke.
Who the fuck is that?